I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement podcast. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama, journalist, coach, and founder of Mama Rising. This podcast is a space of community and collaboration. We gather stories of matrescence, motherhood, womanhood, and change told by our Mama Rising coaches and mothers around the globe, in the knowing that through our stories, we can begin to heal and change the way the world sees, values, and supports mothers everywhere. So, welcome to the Happy Mama Movement. And welcome to an episode of Take the Mic. Take the Mic is an initiative of Mama Rising to hand this platform and this microphone over to one of our amazing Mama Rising coaches and facilitators around the world to give her a chance to share her story of matrescence and motherhood, the stories of the mothers in her community, so we can all hear each other's stories, heal together, and change the way the whole world acknowledges matrescence and motherhood. So here is one of our coaches.
Hello, my name is Carolina Saldarriaga. I am from Colombia in South America, but I live in Panama, in the highlands of Panama in Boquete, with my husband and our 2.5-year-old little boy. I've been here for almost 9 years now. My husband is Italian, so we actually live in a country that is neither his or mine. It's now our son's. I am a certified fertility awareness educator. I've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years now. And I am also a Mama Rising facilitator, trained facilitator, which I'm very proud of. I became a mother 2.5 years ago to a wonderful baby boy. And of course, motherhood was nothing like I expected it. All of my life, I wanted to be a mother. I remember being very young and having this really big maternal instinct. I loved playing with dolls. I was very maternal towards like my little cousins and even my friends. So I just always assumed that I would be a mom. And then I moved to another country, started my own business, and I started to really question motherhood. Like, do I want to be a mother? When I started having this conversation with my partner, and we eventually had our baby the second year of the pandemic. So he was born May 2021. So I was still pregnant during 2020, which was an interesting experience. And it just, you know, cracked my world open. Since I am a fertility awareness educator, I know a lot about hormones, about fertility, about how the menstrual cycle works. So I always felt that since I had so much information, then I was very prepared and I would kind of be spared of a lot. And that was far from true. It did help in a lot of ways. Like, this hormonal connection for me has been extremely important, and it has really grounded me, being able to chart my cycles postpartum, understanding when my ovulation came back, knowing when my first period would come back was amazing, but it didn't spare me from, you know, living the postpartum reality like we all need to when we become mothers. So in that moment, you know, early motherhood, I felt very lonely. We don't have family with us. My mom came and helped us for about 2 months, which was absolutely amazing. But I just felt very lost. I wish I'd known about matrescence before becoming a mom. I didn't. And I remember just those first few months feeling like it was nothing like what I expected. I just expected it to be a lot more simple, honestly. And I also expected it to be a lot more about my baby and not so much about me. But the thing was, it was all about me as well, like the way I felt, the things I was experiencing, how lost I felt. For example, I had wanted to like have my own business and do my own thing before becoming a mom, so I could handle my own time, be with my kids, etc. So I had like this idea in my head, and maybe also because of some people I saw as examples, that was going to be like so simple and so straightforward. And then I had my baby, and you know, like my economic life, my work life, my motivation to continue with my project felt very different. I honestly kind of didn't want to go back to working. I didn't have to necessarily, but I also did. So there was like this huge split inside me, which was like, I don't get it. I was supposed to be an entrepreneur so I could like enjoy motherhood but also work, but now I'm like not fully enjoying neither, or you know, like I'm just all the time feeling guilty because either I'm not working or I'm not spending time with my kid. So it was very frustrating for me, especially the first few months. For me, learning about matrescence changed everything. It all started with a book called Body Full of Stars, which a friend recommended to me. And she doesn't mention the word matrescence in the book, which is kind of crazy. It's all about matrescence. But when I read this book by this incredible author who I really love, I just felt so seen. Like her experiences were not the same as mine. And some things were super different, but I could like identify with her feelings and like with what she said she was going through. And it just made me feel so much less alone. And after that, I joined a book club that read these types of books, right? Like I had no idea that there was this genre about postpartum and motherhood told by real women, like sharing their experiences. And that's what led me to learn about matrescence. And it was just a place to land on. I felt like I finally had words to explain what I was going through. I finally understood that it wasn't just me. And I finally could see that, you know, that my experiences were absolutely normal and valid. And even though I work like with women and I work with things related to motherhood, fertility, not getting pregnant, getting pregnant, like the lived experience was just so different. And I was the first of my friends to have a baby, so I didn't have that to relate to. And matrescence helped me feel less lonely when I started learning about it. It was like a huge aha moment, like, okay, this is a place to land in. This is a place where I can start making sense of my own experience, especially through the words of other women. And, you know, the quote that we learn in memorizing for me is so important. The words create worlds has been just like a north for me. And I was very lucky to take the memorizing certification this year. And it was just amazing. And I was talking to one of the facilitators, to Elise. She was like, asking me what my next steps were. And I was telling her like I wasn't sure. So she invited me to share my experience and to honor this phase, you know, this next phase where it's like an incubation, because this training is so deep and there's like so much to uncover and to make sense of that, you know, it makes sense that we later enter into a phase where we need to kind of make sense of everything we learned. And that's the phase I'm currently in. I am looking to integrate this work into what I already do. I already work with women. I already work with fertility. And I'm just feeling like this huge calling to move towards helping more women like achieve their pregnancies, help them through postpartum, and just bring matrescence into all of this. Like, I really want women to know about matrescence before they become pregnant, to, you know, understand and hear about these concepts before they have babies, because I really think it can change so much of our lived experiences and it can help us navigate new motherhood, whether we have our first baby, our second baby, our third baby, doesn't matter, in a smoother way. So I'm in that phase. I actually do have like a little project that I'm working on and that I'm very excited about. So that'll probably be out next year. But it's been a process of, like, I feel since I became a mother, I've been in an incubating phase, honestly. Like, who am I now? What do I want to do? Where do I move on from here? How do I make sense of my work now? Do I want to work? Why do I want to work? And now that my baby is almost three, which for me also makes a lot of sense, I am starting to feel like I'm ready to exit this incubator phase and start like sharing more with the world. I think this is very normal. I wish someone would have told me, listen, it's okay. You're going to be lost and confused, but you can make sense of it and you can just like create this new reality and vision of yourself and it'll all be okay. So I think I'm almost ready to exit that incubator phase and I'm just looking forward to what that will bring. Thank you for listening to my story, and if you would like to connect, all of my details are down in the show notes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.